As we head toward Arizona's August primary elections, we're inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core has been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're going to fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, Kelly Fryer. She's running in the Democratic gubernatorial primary against Steve Farley and David Garcia. Fryer has spent years working in the nonprofit sector in Arizona, including as CEO of YWCA Southern Arizona. When she came to our studios yesterday, I started our conversation by asking why she thinks she's the best candidate to be her party's nominee for governor.
Well, I think I'm the best person to be the governor of Arizona. And it comes down to this. Arizona should work for everybody. And I mean everybody. Doesn't matter what county you live in, where you were born, what color you are, what your economic status is, who you love. And right now it's not. I think it can, and I think that I'm the candidate. I think I'm the leader to help that make that happen.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm the only person in this race that has decades of experience, 29 years to be exact. Decades of experience providing transformational leadership in a variety of organizations. I kind of specialize in walking into a situation that is in dysfunction for whatever reason and helping people come together around a shared set of values and a vision and helping make that organization, that community grow and thrive. And I think the situation that Arizona is in right now, I think we are in some real distress and there's a lot of dysfunction in our state government. And I've got the experience and the skill set and I think the vision to turn that around.
Let me ask you about one of the issues that is expected to be among the biggest ones, both in the primary election and then in November, which is education. You have said that you favor the Invest in Education ballot initiative. I'm wondering if you think that that would provide enough money to schools or if that is maybe just a start and more revenue is needed in addition to that.
I think the Invest in Ed ballot initiative is just a start, and I support it. But it is not going to solve the problem. And frankly, I think the fact that we are having to create tax reform at the ballot box is a sign of just how dysfunctional our government is in Arizona. We have endured at least four decades of tax cuts in Arizona that have benefited the very wealthy and big corporations. And I think that the only way out of the mess we're in, not just in terms of education, although that's the top of the list, but in terms of our infrastructure. Mark, I don't know how much driving you do out around the state of Arizona. I've been about 24,000 miles since February 1st, and the roads outside of Maricopa County are pretty awful. So I want to circle back and say there are a variety of issues here that we face in Arizona. And we need comprehensive tax reform to make sure we have enough revenue in our state budget to meet those challenges.
One of the other things that you have talked about is school choice. And you write on your website, and I want to quote here, that you'd like to make charter schools accountable, transparent, and rare. I'm especially curious about that last part because Arizona has a lot of charter schools and has been seen as a leader in the school choice movement. How do you go about making them rare from where we are now?
Well, first of all, I reject that this is about choice. What the movement to privatize our educational system is about profit. So this isn't about school choice. This is about putting our kids first in Arizona. And I think that the way we do that is to make sure that the best school for every kid in every neighborhood in every county of Arizona is the local district public school.
Are you looking to close existing charter schools?
One of the first things that I'll do is to set up a task force that will be charged with creating a list of criteria for charter schools. I want to know that the charter schools are really meeting the needs of that community. So this task force will create that list of criteria, and then we'll evaluate every charter school in the state. And I'm going to give them 2 years to go through that process. And then we're going to put those schools that are not meeting that criteria on notice. And they'll have a year to come into compliance. And if at the end of that 12-month period they are not in compliance with that list of criteria, we'll withdraw their charters.
Let me ask you about another issue which has been in the news a lot, which is immigration and border security. You've been on record saying that you don't think Arizona should be having its National Guard at the border right now. How would you handle the issue of immigration and border security to the extent that the state is able to do that?
Well, I want to say a couple things about that. The role of the state, the role of the state of Arizona, according to our own Constitution, is to protect and maintain individual rights, not to protect a border. So I think we need to change the narrative here. And instead of talking about this abstract border, we need to talk about what's actually going to bring security and safety to the people of Arizona. And what's going to bring security? Good jobs, good housing, food, good education, health care. These are the kinds of things that create real security in our community. The border has been politicized. But I honestly, Mark, I want to look every single person in the state of Arizona in the eyes and say, what are you so afraid of? Right now, there are moms and dads who looked around and picked up whatever they could carry and strapped their kids to their backs and ran across hundreds and thousands of miles, fleeing poverty and violence and terror, and they are knocking on our doors asking for help. What is wrong with us that we are taking those most vulnerable people and putting them in jail, ripping those kids out of their parents' arms? This is a moral travesty, and we should be embarrassed.
Do you think that there is any role for the state in terms of working on the border, in terms of maybe putting technology or sensors or working with Border Patrol or anything like that?
The border, we don't have a security crisis on our border. I work at the YWCA in Southern Arizona with thousands of immigrant women every year and their families. Those women came here because they were in a domestic violence situation that they could not escape from. They came here because they wanted their kids to have a better life to live, frankly, many of them. And I think what the governor of Arizona, what I will do as a governor of Arizona, is to change the narrative about who these folks are. We don't have a security issue on our border. We have a humanitarian crisis.
The people that you reference, though, are obviously not the only people coming across the border. I mean, there are drugs coming across to some extent. There are smugglers to some extent coming across. What role do you think the state has in dealing with that? Or do you think that's just sort of a federal issue? Let the Border Patrol handle that and you can deal with the rest of it.
No. I think that, of course, there are bad guys. There are bad guys everywhere. But the drug problem, the war on drug, we've created that. Right? You know, let's step back. Let's take a reasonable, economically smart look at how we deal with drugs. And in particular, let's decriminalize and legalize marijuana. And let's look at, why do we have human smugglers? Well, because we have a terrible immigration policy and people are desperate. In other words, we're setting up the problems that now we're trying to solve with the military. You know, it's kind of like you've heard that saying, if the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, if the only tool we have is the military, everyone on our border looks like an enemy.
All right. That's Kelly Fryer, a candidate in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Kelly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark.